radio dichotomy in quasars with H dollar beta dollar FWHM greater than dollar 15,000 dollars kilometer, S dollar carat, minus 1, dollar, by A. Chakraborty et al. It has been inferred from large unbiased samples that 10% minus 15% of all quasars are radio loud, RL. Using the quasar catalog from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, we show that the radio loud fraction, RLF, for high broadline, HBL, quasars, containing H-beta FWHM greater than 15,000 km S1, is approximately 57%. While there is no significant difference between the RL and radio quiet, RQ, populations in our sample in terms of the black hole mass, Eddington ratio, and covering fraction, CF, optical continuum luminosity of the RL quasars are higher. The similarity in the distribution of their CF indicates that our analysis is unbiased in terms of the viewing angle of the HBLRL and RQ quasars. Hence, we conclude that the accretion disk luminosity of the RL quasars in our HBL sample is higher, which indicates a connection between a brighter disk and a more prominent jet. By comparing them with the non-HBL H-beta broad emission line quasars, we find that the HBL sources have the lowest Eddington ratios in addition to having a very high RLF. That is consistent with the theories of jet formation, in which jets are launched from low Eddington ratio accreting systems. We find that the O3 narrow emission line is stronger in the RL compared to RQ quasars in our HBL sample, which is consistent with previous findings in the literature, and may be caused by the interaction of the narrow line gas with the jet. This was radio dichotomy in quasars with H dollar beta dollar FWHM greater than dollar 15,000 dollars kilometer, S dollar carat, minus 1, dollar, by A. Chakraborty et al.